been fighting with the base bins over the weekend.
Body Essentials on Radio 1.
It's time for a Namone mantra. Trouble with your voice? It's all about vibration. So stand up straight, put out the fag, and get ready to learn how to breathe. Because the deeper you can breathe, the deeper your voice will sound. Put one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. Breathe in slowly as deeply as you can. If only your chest lifts, you're only using half a breath. Try filling your stomach with air first and your chest second. And then when you exhale your deep breath, make a deep ah sound and time it. The more you practice, the deeper and richer your voice will be. Of course, we'll never sound quite as sexy as Barry White.
Let's get busy.
And relax.
Bad breath, crooked teeth,
croaky voice.
If you're afraid to open your mouth, call Radio 1's Body Essentials line on 0800 110 100. That's 0800 110 100 for free, confidential advice. Or you can check out Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on The Essentials.
We'll be right back.
The Rod Dennis Mento Band, and there was Mento, you'll recall, that preceded reggae, so we were told, but very seldom have we had the chance to listen to any of it. And this is from an LP on Penthouse Records, and that was Water Come In Me Eye. And amazing how the way information works on an international level. First of all, Mark and Lard's producer phoned up, and this is the way that we cooperate, programme to programme, here at Radio 1, to say that Rathcathielos means skyscrapers. So there you are. You didn't know that, did you? And you got A-level.
Rathcathielos means sky.
I suppose it does, actually. I think I would have known that, actually. But anyway, skyscrapers is what it means. But then an email from AJ in Minneapolis saying the voices of Robert Redford and others were in a movie called Sneakers about hackers, somewhat of an older movie, not super old, maybe 15 years. So thanks very much for that, AJ. And that was in that untitled track. Well, no, it had a title, but we don't know the artist. The track was called Gutties, and it comes from Red Label Records of Belfast. And anything else? No. Oh, here we go. Here's another one. Same sort of thing. This is Simon Edmondson. It says, listen to the programme whilst working away. You're playing a track called Gutties. Don't know the name of the band, but the sample at the beginning is taken from a film with Robert Redford and Ben Kingsley, and so on and so on and so on and so on. And are Gutties what I used to think of as pumps or plimsolls in posh speak? I don't know, to be honest. It's one of those things you think, is it something? Is it a part of the body? You know, but it probably, that's because I've, that's the kind of mind that I've got, you know. But it probably is pumps or plimsolls. Right, time to play another tune. I think this is from a forthcoming. There we were wondering the other week about Hefner, what had become of them. There's a new LP coming out shortly on Two Pure Records called Dead Media. This is When the Angels Play Their Drum Machines.
And we drove on a wet and windy road to the coast, to a dirty seaside town. Found a room in a hotel by the sea, unpacked our bags. And then she looked at me and I said, let me let you let me down again. But she said no. Let me let you let me down again. But she said no. Please draw the curtains, unplug the phone. Let's mess the sheets and give our hearts a home. We are both adults, our eyes are open wide. Let's push away the world outside. West End was a big, big, big mistake. We lost all our money and we got mostly heartache. Some nights she would sigh and place her head upon my lap and she would cry. Oh, I couldn't stop the shake and I said, let me let you let me down again. One more time. I said, let me let our hearts are home. We are both adults, our eyes are open wide. Let's push away the world outside. Let's push away the world outside.
Well, it's nice that they're back if they ever went away. That's Hefner from the LP Dead Media on Two Pure Records, When the Angels Play Their Drums Machine. And I've only heard about half of the LP, but there's some wonderful tracks on there. There's a track called Peppermint Taste, which I particularly care for, but which I'm saving until next week for reasons which will become apparent when I get round to playing it. And here's an email saying MC Maybon will be playing a London date to coincide with the release of the new album, The Hunt for Meaning. They'll appear at the Hope and Anger Upper Street on Thursday, the 26th of July. The band are on stage at 9:30, and they're on, I was going to say, our turntable, but obviously it's not a turntable because it's a CD, and who knows what CDs are made of. Molybdenum phosphate, I expect.
I've been thinking about this concept to greater effect, in a way, make my mind go astray. How to define the divine? It's just not possible, so inconceivable. Infinite lines that meet and cross. One gets lost in that time it takes to think. The stakes are high, it's to live and to die. One can conceive, but it's driven by greed. You're defeated by a need to get by. I comply, find me an alibi for my injustice. Any excuse, it'll be sufficient. Perhaps an incident now, this instant. Stop and think again. What, where, why, how, when? Irrelevance to young mind of a Western kind. A big girl's blouse, the emotional material world of ours makes you passive, inactive, emotional sponge, so absorbent, equally incompetent with the expertise seized. A ball of fire is all I desire. A sunny day to cross my way with some carbon, some water. Nothing is better. Elementary bonding is the basic grounding. The fusion of two or more can start the score. Because the blank manuscript fill me with
big bad bad dictated beats. Backdated beats, not the sound of the street, but a big cab glaciated valley saying, Ali ho, the world that you know and that you think, gonna think of a link to a new place, yes, y'all, yes, yes, with a challenging arithmetic, a root is a guess, the root is twisty, I'm like life is busy, as good bits as bad, there's things to the end, got caught by the gaps of goddamn. Trigonometry, lopsided soul, lobotomy, don't need to know. I just go with a flow, just go. A big bad back, yo, shake me. Your ass and roll your ass, cause things are like this and life is a farce.
My mind is racing like a wheels come off of a car.
Craze living objects, your spins and spins, it loses its rims. No definite objective, the route is subjective, like life eclectic. Highways, byways, roads and lanes. Veins to the heart, it's gonna tear us apart. Never ending, start fending. Big bad, bad things in
peace. This black manuscript fills me with awe. A developing polyphony, becoming a symphony. Symphones unexpectedly grotesquely discordant. Mythophic, gothic, altogether melodic. Some parts not too sick, never conclusive. Arias and Eras exposes the divas on every scale from the beam to a snail. Millions of tunes lost in space, gone from the shores of the spores. Opening oceans for loads of other space.
Reveil, the 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world, will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May at 6 a.m. UK time. Reveil is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Reveil broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm, Accra, New York, and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Reveil.
MC Maybon on Angst Music Records from the LP The Hunt for Meaning, and that was called Route, as in Route 66. R- Right. An email that I've been carrying around now for a few days, and I apologise for not reading it out at the right time. It just says, "Hi, John, please can you mention Gavin Fernley tonight and wish him a happy 22nd birthday from me, Sarah Balderson. He's an avid listener, eternally grateful. Lots of love, Sarah." That was sent on the 27th of June, so clearly I'm a little late with that. This is McCluskey.
Gone the colour of a dust bin.
Lordy Mama, McCluskey, and that's who you know, and it's described as a limited edition double A-side CD single on Booby Trap Singles Club, and that seems to be an adequate description of what it is. And this is Herman Doone. Strange plot.
Six of them know, but one will stay out. At the hour when no one would guess it could get that dark, the chill and the fear and the knowledge that it was not funny at all. But none of us was willing to open their eyes.
Monday's 250 race was the first solo TT of 1965. A magnificent entry, including, for the first time in the island, Jim Redmond's fiendish-sounding six-cylinder Honda. Redmond made a magnificent start with Pravini's Benelli 4. But Phil Reed, who'd started his Yamaha twin 20 seconds behind Redmond, was closing the gap at Sulby.
Just a little slow on the fader there, and I apologise for that. That was James Ruskin from an LP called Into Submission on Trezor Records, set up as the title of it. And before that, it was Herman Doone on Shrimper Records from Upland, California, and the LP They Go to the Woods. That track was called Strange Plot. And an email here from Paul Smudger Smith of Reading saying, it says basically, what have you been doing for the last 15 years? Where have you been for the last 15 years? I've been here, Smudger. That's the truth of the matter. P.S. Nice shirt, he says. It is a bit of a disaster, I have to admit. But as I say, I left home yesterday afternoon feeling kind of orange and yellow and beige, whatever the other colour is that's in here. Anyway, but it's not an attractive. If you had a sofa in it, it would drive you mad within 6 months, in my view. Right, and email here from Phil Smith, and he says, is the band you have in session tonight called Bear Suit? If so, I wondered where they got the name, from the Tindersticks song of the same name, or possibly from the novel Hotel New Hampshire. Multicultural bloke, obviously, Phil. If there's any idea, the session sounds good from here anyway. No idea where they got their name from, but doubtless they'll tell us at some stage. And he says, any chance of playing something for Comrade Dawson, shelling peas on the night shift at RVP in the middle of a field somewhere in Lincolnshire? Hope he's listening, and that it'll fuel his revolutionary fervour. And for the Dugan, celebration of a small but significant victory against the British Telecom billing department. And he says, thanks a lot. I do appreciate you doing the programme. I realise it's a job, but no one else seems to do it like you do. It is a job, obviously, I mean, in that I get paid for doing it. But, I mean, what would I say other than I don't think of it as a job. That's the truth of the matter. None of us do, do we? No. So that's why your wages are being cut. phew. I was wondering how I was going to tell you. An email here from Bear Suit themselves saying, we're so happy, we hope you're enjoying our session. We certainly are. Are you going to unbutton your shirt for our last song? We need more Melt Banana and Ronnie Ronald and whatever happened to Servitron. Happy, happy, happy bears. I'll undo... No, one more button. I think that... Do you think so?
Yeah.
No, I think it's going... No, I think it's... No, 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 please. Ladies, ladies. I think it would be dangerous. This is Bear Suit.
Profilax.
And we've had an email from John McIntosh sent earlier this evening saying, can't wait to hear the Bear Suits session tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it, John. We certainly have. And the other questions that you ask in the email, we'll deal with at the earliest opportunity. That was Bear Suit, the last from them tonight. And Poor Prince Neil was the title of it. Don't forget tomorrow night's programme from Peel Acres with the Super Furry Animals.
Thank you.
This is John B. and Friend, obviously. Forever is the title of it. And Lucas and Debs in Market Raisin say, by the occasional appearance of TT commentary in tonight's programme, it would lead me to speculate that you're searching for the Mike Hailwood Honda Super 6 remix of George Formby's Riding in the TT Races among some obscure BBC compilation tape. Am I right? Not entirely, Lucas. Actually, I bought an EP in Norwich at the weekend, Highlights of the Isle of Man TT. Murray Walker brings to life the exciting sounds of the outstanding machines with their riders in the TT Races 1964-65. And as I used to go there every year with Andy Kirk, sure, for about 5 or 6 years. Well, I'd love to go again, I must admit, because it was a great event. Memories, memories. And Simon Edmondson says, our Bear Suite, which he spells incorrectly, from Norwich, named after Bear Street in the city, which runs alongside the big department store Bonds. Well, as it's misspelled, no, it's sort of bear as in ursine creature, B-E-A-R, suit as in S-U-I-T. Right, back in France... Munich Records, that's Four Stars, that's the name of the band, F-O-R Stars, the name of the band, from the LP We Are All Beautiful People, and that was called Back in France. Hey, Rube!
In my tent, just about sleep, when I heard a noise that shook my hidden feet. I peeped out my tent, and to my surprise, man, I was staring right in that lion's eyes. To get help from the tattoo man. I found him hiding, his tattoos in hand, and the big fat lady had climbed the trapeze and the strong man was sitting on her knee. Now the poor rubber man could not be found. Jack, he was so scared, he stretched to the next town. Now appeared the thin man, who walked with a gait, heard the lion roar, and he gained weight. Now the lion saw the elephant and began to grin. The elephant took his trunk and did the lion in. And the lion trainer, who I thought was the rage, I found him hiding in the lion's cage.
The name of Sam Spade was a cinch for the back page obituaries, but I came out of it somehow and managed to get up and stagger out of that apartment. I went around to the hotel where Joel Cairo had a room and made a deal with a house dick to let me search it. All I could find was a newspaper in the wastebasket folded back to the steamship news. It was a list of arrivals and one was marked. It said, 8:07 a.m., the La Paloma from Hong Kong. That was good enough for me. I got a cab and rode down to the docks. The La Paloma was on fire and burning beautifully. I went back to my office to hold my aching head and think things over when the door opened. And a tall guy in a long black overcoat stood there with a package in his hands, making gurgling noises before he fell like a tree. He should have. He was dead. I took a good look at him. He was the mate off the La Paloma. I unwrapped his package, and there it was. The black bird. The Maltese falcon.
Ich steh im Regen unter einem Dach und ich habe meine Flöte mitgebracht und ich spiel 94. Juli, ich denk an dich.
All part of the record. Gene's team from the LP Sing Song Kitty O Records. Das Lied der Liebe, obviously the title of it. Tomorrow, don't forget Super Furry Animals in a programme coming.
comes to rain again. Falling on my head like a memory. Falling on my head like a new emotion. I want to walk in the open wind. I want to talk like lovers do. I want to dive into your ocean. Is it raining with you? So baby, talk to me like lovers do. Walk with me like lovers do. Talk to me like lovers do. Do wanna dive into your ocean? Is it raining with you? Talk to me like lovers do. Walk with me like lovers do. Talk to me like lovers do.
Thank you. John Peel.
I'm sure there is going to be more than one unpleasant surprise before we're done.
Radio 1.
Is this it?